Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 4, you will hear stories from our fifth collection, Trouble. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. The author of this story lives with autism. He is an advocate, educator, motivational speaker, consultant, and author of 2 books. He is on a lifelong quest for ways to overcome misperceptions about diversely abled individuals. Beyond the Dark Side of the Moon by R.V. Kuser. I had an opportunity to go to Orlando, Florida for my senior trip in 1980. I was excited about going. We went to Disney World and SeaWorld. I had a great time. On our last day at SeaWorld, the sky became extremely dark. There were immense and ominous clouds. This got my attention, but I figured we are on vacation. It's all good. No big deal. After we left SeaWorld, we went straight to the airport. About 10 minutes into the flight, we hit a thunderstorm and turbulence. The motion of the plane began to resemble a Disney roller coaster ride. We were going up and down and all around. Each time we went up, I heard, "Whoa, that was great," or, "Let's do it again." Then we hit a major air pocket. The plane dropped. The entire plane became silent. I thought, "Are we in trouble?" The pilot came on to give us an update. He said we dropped approximately 1,000 feet, but we were stabilized now. We had a few more moments of the plane tossing around that were not severe, but what happened next was something none of us will ever forget. The flight attendant came on to make an announcement. With terror in her voice, she told us, "Put your trays back up and please, please be very careful. Don't do anything else." At that point, I thought to myself, we are all going to die. It felt so surreal. I felt nauseated, anxious, and scared. I did not know what to do. What made it even worse was that people were getting sick. The smell was quite strong. Some teachers were trying to help the students the best they could. Other teachers were in their seats praying. I got up to go to the bathroom. I passed a girl who was clearly scared out of her mind. She asked me to sit next to her. At that point, I could not be consoling. I was just trying to control my emotions. The best thing I could say was, "We are going to get through this okay, and you'll be all right." She smiled back at me. By this time, a lot of people were crying, students and teachers. I went back to my seat thinking that maybe we were coming out of the worst part of the storm. Then we hit one more pocket. This one wasn't quite as severe, but I am sure it made all of us very apprehensive and scared again. At last, the storm stopped. We were all trying to focus on getting past what just happened. Someone in my class started to listen to Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon on his boombox. One of the songs talks about your head exploding with dark foreboding. The music did not make me feel happy. It seemed to illustrate what we just went through. Other people felt the same way because they said, "Can you turn the music down, please?" He then changed the album to Pink Floyd's The Wall. That made me feel better and more relaxed. The song is about students rising up against an oppressive school. This music provided me with a sense that everything was going to be better, and we were going to get through this flight okay. Eventually, we landed safe and sound. I was grateful to be on the ground. As soon as I got off the plane, I kissed the ground. I did not know why I made that gesture, but after thinking about it, it meant closure for me. I think the scariest part about the flight was the terror in the flight attendant's voice. When she lost it, we all started to lose it. I have experienced anxiety at times throughout my life. It is quite troubling. My experience on that flight gave me the resolve to cope with my anxiety because it wasn't just about me. I knew I was not the only one going through the uncomfortable event. Another motivating factor was I had just become a member of my town's fire department, which meant that I had to think of others before myself. Also, this was the first time in my life I encountered a crisis where I needed to think about other people and to rise above and beyond my own fears. Talking and writing about the flight was a catharsis for me. Believe it or not, I have been on other flights since then. I always use coping skills, diverting my thoughts, thinking about other people, places, or things. Helps me to conquer my anxiety. Copyright 2021, R.V. Kooser. R.V. Kooser resides in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He lives with autism. R.V. is an advocate, educator, motivational speaker, consultant, and author of two books. He is on a lifelong quest for ways to overcome misperceptions about diversely abled individuals, to let everyone know we can do anything. With his wife Marlene, they both give a greater insight into autism when speaking publicly and advocating. They would love to hear from you, questions, comments, or just to say hello. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 5 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's randelljones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.